when she boiled potatoes, what did she boil them in?
Now, we had, way back then, we had an old time, what did you call them, Mom?
Black pots,
pot that hung over the fireplace.
What's it called now?
They boiled everything in those.
What does your wife cook potatoes in?
What do you cook them in, Mom? A pressure? Or you just cook?
I haven't heard of cooking in a pressure, but I mostly just cook them in a stew pan. You're not getting what I'm saying, are you?
Why?
Oh, we get everything. We get crows way off down there across the hill, prairie dogs.
I ought to have that on this morning when those wolves are howling on.
Keep my mouth shut then.
Why? Well, if you don't want me to hear it, it's all right. what does your wife do in the morning after you've eaten your breakfast?
I believe she goes and milks that old cow now. We just milk one.
Then what?
Oh, Mom, you... wash the dishes, I suppose.
And after she washes them, what does she do to get the soap off?
Off my hands?
No, off the dishes.
Oh, scrub them.
You don't know what I do.
What did your mother do when she washed your clothes and they were full of soap?
She had a tub she went through, a ranching tub. Bluing, I believe you called it. Well, put that over in a bluing tub.
That good old bluing in the bottle. I grew up using that for ink.
Well, I think we did too. Well, we have used some pokeberry. You don't have those to make your ink.
We didn't have those.
We used those for quite a bit for choke line pokeberries. Juice, put on choke line to carbon work or make a straight line.
Just give her a snap and make the mark, huh?
It stayed like ink.
What did your mother call her best dishes?
Sunday dishes.
I believe they did have a Sunday dish they didn't use all through the week one time.
He's going to dirty it one day a week.
They were a little better plates than they used through the week. Us kids breaks them in there.
When your mother washed the dishes, did she have anything that she'd use in the dishpan that she could wipe her plates with and things?
Yes, they had, back years ago, they had a straw scratcher, but later on, I think maybe she used we're going way back there, now she used a sand rock on lots of those things. They should go over the sand rock on especially the skillets and pots. Burn them and clean them up.
Did she just get this sand rock out?
Yeah, we have. We have quite a few soft sand rockets.
Ashes.
Yeah, use ashes.
Did she use a rag or a cloth to wipe them if they weren't too dirty when they were in the dishwater?
Yeah.
I believe they did use a drying cloth then, years ago.
And in the dishwater itself, did she just rub these dishes with her hand if they weren't too dirty, the plates and things like that?
No, we had a dish rag.
No, they had a little rag, I think, called dish rags to use.
Piece of cloth.
Nowadays, when you want to get a drink, let's say you go in the kitchen, what do? Get a glass?
Yeah, we get a glass.
Turn on what?
Hydrogen, faucet, whatever.
And if you want to water your garden, what do you do there?
We hook a hose on.
What do you hook the hose on to?
What we call a lawn faucet, I guess.
Hydrant.
Hydrant.